Okay. So who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam? Shukadev Goswami. He was the son of Srila Vyasadev. And who wrote Srimad Bhagavatam? What did he write? And who heard Srimad Bhagavatam?
Parikshit Maharaj.
He was the son of
Arjuna.
Okay. He was the okay. Now all of you. Now Parikshit Maharaj. No. When did he leave his birth? After 7 days. Now I am talking about Srimad Bhagavatam, means he is hearing. Still he is there. Sit down.
Mataji, so Parikshit Maharaj
and Kali fought. Yeah, that all I spoke the first day itself. So today, now we will, Parikshit Maharaj, now we will concentrate on Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay? Srimad Bhagavatam is all the pastimes about Krishna. Understood? It is about Krishna. There are 12 cantos. How many cantos?
12.
18,000 verses. How many?
18,000 verses.
Yeah. So, there are 18,000 shlokas in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, it consists of 10 subject matters. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam, it consists of 10 subject matters. So, basically, like how in Bhagavad Gita we saw Arjuna was asking questions, Krishna was answering. The same way, Parikshit Maharaj, sitting in the same place, he didn't even move. He was sitting in a perfect place for 7 days, 7 nights, no water, no food, no sleep. He was, you and I, what will happen? In half an hour itself, see what is our state. Going to get up and go out. Isn't it? But Parikshit Maharaj, for 7 days, 7 nights, he was going on asking questions, such intelligent, wonderful questions. And Shukadev Goswami was very happy because of those questions. He was answering those questions. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the whole about the questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj and the answers given by Shukadev Goswami. And they were very wonderful questions, wonderful answers. Shukadev Goswami was so happy with his questions, because it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, even the questions were glorious, even the answers were glorious, because it was only about Krishna. It was not about anyone else. It was only about Krishna. So now, the first canto got over, second canto got over, third canto got over, fourth canto, fifth canto. In the fifth canto, the description comes about there are 28 types of hells. You know what is a hell? Yeah. Hell is a place, if you do some mistake, if you do something wrong, if you say lies, what will happen? You'll get punishment, no? Yeah. Like that. Questions afterwards. So, if you tell something, if you do some mistake, you'll be punished. So, where do we get punishment after leaving this body? In the hell. So, in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, it is given that there are 25 types of hells. If you do this mistake, you'll go to this hell. You go to this mistake, you'll go to that hell. So, that many types of hells are there. So, no one is going to be protected. Even if you do any, and all your everything, who is watching? Krishna in the form of Paramatma sitting in your heart, he is watching your every deed. Everything. Every second he is watching you. Every second the Lord sitting in your heart, he is watching what you are doing. If he sees that you are reciting Bhagavad Gita shlokas, reading Bhagavatam shlokas, chanting the Maha Mantra, then he is very happy. Otherwise he sees you seeing cartoon and playing cricket and doing all this thing, watching movies, cinema, singing cinema songs, then he is not happy. Then what happens? Krishna is not happy. So if you want to please Krishna, you should do Krishna conscious activities. That will give you pleasure from inside. You see, if you see a movie, cinema, you go to the theater, isn't it? After 3 hours, what happens? Do you feel happy? All your energy goes down. Here, you know, some circles are going on. You come outside, you're so dull. But here you sit for 2 hours. Outside you go. How do you feel? You feel so energetic, isn't it? Come, we'll go and play. Isn't it? Why? Not because I am telling. Because you're hearing about Krishna. I feel energetic because I am speaking of Krishna. Understood? So like that, this in the 5th canto of Bhagavadam, full description of hells is given, that if this mistakes are done, then they'll go to this particular hell. So Parikshit Maharaj, even for this you'll go to hell. So Parikshit Maharaj, he is Paradukha Dukhi. He is a Vaishnava. Me Paradukha Dukhi means when someone is sad, we feel sad. Not like us. If he gets less marks, very good. You didn't show me you didn't give me that book, no? Very good, you got less marks. This is what we do, isn't it? Because we are not Paradukha Dukhi, we are Paradukha Sukhi. Very good. I am not having one eyes means he should not have two eyes. That is what we are. That is Paradukha Sukhi. We all are like that. But a Vaishnava, like Parikshit Maharaj, he is Paradukha Dukhi. You know what question he asked to Sukadev Goswami after the 5th canto was over? He asked to Sukadev Goswami that all the people in the world, they are doing so many sins. Everyone is doing a sin. There is hardly anyone who is not performing sins. Sins means wrong acts. So then when he asked like that, he said that everyone is like that. Then is there any way? Then everyone will go to hell. Is there any way that they can be stopped from going to hell? Did you understand the question? Parikshit Maharaj, in the next 4-5 days, he is going to leave his body. But did you saw his nature? Are main to marne wala, sabko marne do na. This was not like that. His consciousness was not like that. What a wonderful question he asked. He asked Shukadev Goswami that is there a way that all these people can be stopped from going to hell? So then Shukadev Goswami said that yes, if they atone for their sins. Atone means, say you do a sin, then you go through a punishment. If you go through that punishment, then you will be forgiven for your sin. Sit down. So you will be forgiven for your sin. So then it's okay. So then you will be forgiven for your sin. Then that is called atonement. Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
You people follow. You smaller ones, are you following what I am saying? Means you will be forgiven for your sin. So then Parikshit Maharaj said, sin means wrong act. Like killing. You know these killers are there. Chores are there, thieves, yeah. So this all is sin. Understood? Yeah, terrorists. So all this is. So this all is sins. They will be only if you go through a punishment. Then your sinful reactions. Otherwise, what will happen? Say, suppose you are a robber in this lifetime. And what will happen? You will be punished, isn't it? You will be punished. And if you don't atone now, you will be punished in different ways in the hell. But if you atone, then maybe your sinful, that are called reactions of your sin. You have studied in science, no? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So, every action has a reaction. If I give you one slap, you will give me one slap. Isn't it? That is the immediate reaction. So, like that, so then Parikshit Maharaj said, but if they atone, but still there is the desire to sin. For this, there are 2-3 examples given. Like it is said, the Christians, you know what they do? The whole week they do all nonsense. They eat meat, then they do all nonsense. Then on Sunday they will go to the church. Then you know there is a confession room, isn't it? The father is sitting in a room is there, and you go and tell in the curtain, you know, I killed 10 people. Then I did all this nonsense in this week. Then that father will say, okay, you chant these few names. You give he'll give him rosary beads, and he'll chant some names of the Lord. And then he'll say, okay, I've done all the sins. And that day he'll go, he will do all the chanting. Next day again he'll do some mistake. And again next week he'll come, again he will confess. Again same thing. Then what is the use? Isn't it? You're doing sins. Are you following what I'm saying? You're doing some sins and then you're getting punishment for that. But still you do the sin again. Like a robber. He robs a bank and then he's put in a prison. After coming from the prison, next bank he goes to rob. What is the use of punishment? He is punished for 1 year in the jail. No food, nothing. In the dark room he is put. But still after 1 year again he does the same thing. What is the use? Or like an elephant. You know, you give a nice bath to elephant in a river. It will come outside and put all the sand on it. What is the use of such a bath? This is all Parikshit Maharaj is asking. Then Shukadev Goswami says, yes, what you are saying is right. So, what is the ultimate solution? That is, see, even, are you understanding my point? See, you do a sin, then after that you take some punishment for that. Okay, that sin is over. But again you sin. What about that? Why this is happening? Because there is a seed of sinning in your heart. In your heart you always have that desires. Oh, I want this TV, I want that cycle, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. That never ends. Hey, suppose you want a cycle. You tell to your father, then your father somehow he goes through all the troubles, he brings a cycle. Then you see your friend is having a scooter. I want a scooter. Okay, then your father brings a scooter. Oh, my friend came in the Benz car, I want the Benz car. Your wants never stop. Isn't it? Don't you think so? Your wants never stop. So then, that is what happens. Then you fight. Suppose your father is not able to bring a cycle or scooter, what happens? You start fighting. You start doing all nonsense at home. You don't study properly. So then, the point is that you are never satisfied because that tendency to sin is there. This I'm just giving examples. So then, Sukadev Goswami said, but by doing devotion, kechit kevalaya bhaktya. If you do devotion, then what will happen? You won't have the tendency to even sin. And what does devotion start with? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You know how powerful this Maha Mantra is, that it will remove all your sinful reactions and it will also stop you from doing any other sin. And it will get all good qualities into you. So now, for this example, Sukadev Goswami gives the story of Ajamil. Should I continue?
Yes.
So this Ajamil, there was a boy called Ajamil. He stayed in a city called Kanyakubja. And he was such a nice boy. A very good boy he was. Very obedient to his parents. He would eat only after his parents eat food. He would not eat before that. He would serve them. He would press their feet. He would bring water for them. He would wash the clothes. He would do everything for their parents. And he would tell all the early morning, he would get up and tell all the prayers. He was such an obedient child. Then he got married. He had a very beautiful wife also. And one day, every day he would do this. Get up early in the morning, chant the prayers. He would get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get up and chant the prayers, do all the rituals, then serve his parents, then have a good relationship with his wife. But one day it so happened, the father told him to bring some wood for doing sacrifice. You know sacrifice, yajna we do. You know yajnas, we do the wood and then we do yajna. So he said, you bring some wood from the forest and some grass also. So he went to bring wood and grass from the forest. So he collected all the wood, he collected all the grass. But while coming, he saw a very bad incident. He saw something which really changed his life. You know what he saw? He saw a prostitute. Prostitute means a lady who has many husbands. Means she is a bad lady. he saw a prostitute and a third class man. They both were doing all nonsense activities. Like you go outside, you see all these posters, you know, film posters with dirty pictures, isn't it? So all such dirty picture like that he saw in front of his eyes. And he saw that lady also, she was not dressed properly, she was not covered, her body was not covered properly. So this all he saw. And what happened? Because he saw that, he went home, that thing was not going from his mind. He wanted to have that lady as his wife now. It went to such an extent. So what happened? Now he completely changed. He married that lady. And he, almost he kicked out his wife. He no more took care of his parents. And he used to eat what she cooked. And what she would cook, she wouldn't even take bath properly. And she would cook the food. Like how you take in the hotels, no? In the hotels, the plate it comes, it is very nice. But inside you go and see the kitchen, you will vomit. Because it is so dirty. Any of the hotels. If you go and see that oil vessel, it will not be washed for 1 month. It is so dirty. But outside very nice plate comes. And that waiter also, he will come like this, he will serve like this. But inside you go and see in the kitchen. The person who is cooking must have not taken bath for 4 days. Okay. So, the point is, so because he was eating the food cooked by her, and moreover, he was indulging with her in all activities, he was giving birth to child after child. So many children were born for Ajamil. Now he was 88 years old. But still he was having relationship with that lady. So he had children until 88 years old. And the last child he had, that was the blessing of Krishna. See Krishna, now see all of you are coming to these classes, you all are hearing about Krishna. But after sometimes you go away, you don't come for the classes. You forget, you say, who will go? All your friends tell, are kya tu kya buddha ho gaya kya, Krishna classes ko kyun jata hai? Why you want Bhagavad Gita now? All your friends tell, don't they? So, the point is, what will happen? Because you have attended all this, Krishna remembers you. You will forget now. You will go to your college and you will watch TV. You will see so many things. But Krishna remembers that all of you have sat 2 hours chanting his names and listening about him. He remembers that and he reciprocates with you, gifts you in the right time. You all are very fortunate because you all are hearing about Krishna. So, this Ajamil, what happened? He, because in his childhood he was a devotee, Krishna, he gave him the inspiration, the idea that you name your last child as Narayana. That is the name of God. And this Ajamil, he loved that Narayan very much because he was a small child. And we like small children, why? Because they speak this, you know, their language is not clear, no? They say in a very unclear voice. We like how they speak, you know? We like how they talk, how they run, how they eat. So, you know, always you say, hey Narayan, come eat with me. Hey Narayan, come, you'll drink, come, we will do. I mean, he liked his son very much. Now he was getting more older. And what happens when you become old?
You die.
Yes, you are going to die. When you become old, what will happen? You are going to die. So the day came for him to leave to die. At that time, because he did all the sinful activities, no, he stayed with a prostitute and then he gave up his wife. He didn't take care of his old parents. He did nonsense, no. So that is why, what happened? He saw very ferocious looking people coming towards him. They were very ferocious and they had ropes in their hands. They were so ugly, such big teeth they had, and their eyes. Ferocious means very wild. Yeah, khatarnak. And then their body was covered with hair. They had ropes in their hands. They were looking very fearful. If you see, look at them. So they were looking very ferocious And they came in front of Ajamil. Ajamil got up and he saw them and he was really scared. And you know why they had come? They tied up his hands and they were going to pull out his soul.
Heart.
What is the meaning of soul?
Heart.
Now all of you
heart.
Know.
Heart.
Not heart.
Heart.
Yes, Atma.
Heart.
What is soul? That day I told, now what is the soul? Gaurav, you tell him what is the soul today. You know, all of you know what is the soul?
Yes.
So they were coming to pull out the soul of Ajamil. At that time he was so scared at looking at them. And just like that he saw in the corner of the house Narayan was standing, his son. So when he looked at them, he was so scared, he started shouting, Narayana, Narayana! Like that he started shouting. Because he was so scared of those ferocious looking people. And who were they? They were the Yamadutas, the servants of Yamaraj.
Yes.
When you do mistakes, what will happen? Yamaraj will send his servants to punish you. In that hell, in which hells you, in fifth canto it is described, no? That all hells. So he shouted, Narayana, Narayana. So what happened? Suddenly he saw in the sky, very beautiful looking people came. They were looking so beautiful with yellow garments, silken garments, and very graceful forearms with Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma, with crowns, with garlands, and so beautiful they were. Exactly opposite to these people. They came from there and he was looking at them like that. So beautiful. And they came. Yes. So they all came. And what happened? They all came and they told to the Yamadutas. Actually, they were Vishnu Dutas. They were the servants of Lord Vishnu. Because they heard the name of the Lord in desperate situation, in full anxiety, that is why they came. And they came and they told to the Yamadutas, you cannot take him. So then the Yamadutas said, who are you? How can you stop? Our Lord has told that we have to take his soul and come back. And Vishnu Dutta said, no, you cannot take them. They forbade him, that you cannot take him. So then they asked him that what are the rules? What are the rules by your judging this? So then there was a conversation between both of them. The Yamadutas were telling these are the rules. According to the Vedas, he has not followed all these things. He has not been pious. There are two types of activities. Pious activities, impious activities. Pious activities means when you follow the Vedas. That is, you be obedient to your parents. You don't back answer them. You respect them. And you study properly. You don't watch TV much, too much. You watch only educational programs. This all are pious activities. You chant the names of Krishna. You come to the temple. You recite shlokas. Then these are pious activities. And what are impious activities? Always sitting in front of the cartoon. And when your parents give you some food to the school. Oh, this is not nice. This is not nice. This is not nice. Not respecting them. Then all this come under impious activities. Your mother, you know, she'll cook and give you nice food. You'll come and tell, ye to achhai nahi hai. You just throw the food. Even if you throw the food, if you don't listen to your mother, then what will happen? Impious activities. Then what will happen? Yamadutas will come. So they were telling about pious activities and impious activities. There was a conversation between the Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. And then what happened? Finally, the Vishnu Dutas, they won. And the Yamadutas, they had to go. So now Ajamil, even the Vishnu Dutas disappeared from there. So after some time what happened? Ajamil, he started chanting the names of Krishna. He realized, oh, what mistakes I have done. I didn't respect my parents. They took full care when I was a child. They sent me to school. They paid my fees. They took every care. And now I am not taking care of my parents. What I have done? And my wife, she was so chaste. I didn't take care of her. And I married this stupid woman. And even I have become stupid. This all he was thinking.
Then he thought, no, now no more, I should not waste my time. Immediately he went to Haridwar and he was constantly chanting the names of Krishna. And finally, when his age of death came, that time again the Vishnu Dutas came, but he was blessed and he went back to Krishna. So this way, and then the Yamadutas, they went to Yamaraj. And they told to Yamaraj that, how is it possible? We thought that you are the Supreme Lord. Is there anyone other than you? Then Yamaraj said, why, what happened? Then they said, all this happened. Those people came. They were looking so beautiful. And they told us not to take. Who are they? So then Yamaraj, he first of all offered his obeisances to Sriman Narayana. And he said that they are the servants of Narayana. Even I am the servant of Narayana. And then he explained to them what is dharma, what are religious principles. Dharman tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. So he explained to them everything, what is dharma. And what did he say? How can you follow dharma? If you follow in the footsteps of Mahajanas. Please repeat after me. Swayambhu.
Swayambhu.
Narada Shambhu.
Narada Shambhu.
Kumara Kapilo Manu.
Kumara Kapilo Manu.
Pralado Janako Bhishmo.
Pralado Janako Bhishmo.
Balirvaya Sakirvayam.
Balirvaya Sakirvayam.
These are 12 Mahajans. So you should follow in their footsteps. Following in their footsteps means what? Always chanting the names of Krishna, taking the names of Krishna, coming to the temple, reading Bhagavad Gita, telling the shlokas, hearing stories of Krishna, and whatever you hear over here, you should go and tell to your friends and relatives. So this way you will talk about Krishna. So this is following the footsteps. If you follow in these footsteps, what will happen? You will go to Krishna. See, Ajamil, he was sinful the whole life, isn't it? But still, because he took the name of Narayana once, although he didn't call the Lord actually, he called only his son. But still, because he called in desperate situation the name of the son, that is why he got Krishna, even back to Krishna. That is why we all should chant the names of Krishna every day. Then what will happen? Even if you forget Krishna, Krishna will remind you to chant his names. Understood? So all of us, let us chant the names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.